Back now with Day to Day. This is the last week before Christmas. A lot of people are out shopping. What are they buying? Well, it seems that they're buying a lot of flat panel TVs. The prices for those are dropping fast, meaning sales are brisk, but that's not necessarily making electronic retailers happy. I'm joined now by Marketplace's John Dimsdale. John, why aren't they happy if a lot of these items are flying out the window, flying out the door?
Profits aren't the same as sales. The discounts, especially on these flat panel TVs, have been so deep, in some cases below cost, that the stores haven't been able to earn much. Yesterday, for example, Circuit City reported a loss in its third quarter income, saying it had been forced to match deals offered by its competitors, Walmart, Costco, Best Buy. The news was so bad that the company's stock price dropped nearly 20%. There does seem to be one winner among the big electronics sellers. Best Buy has been capturing more and more of the market share. I asked Sue Ann Roberts, who follows electronics retailing for Kaufman Brothers, why has Best Buy been able to lead the pack?
Beginning last year, they started to get a little bit more aggressive and visible in terms of refreshing their stores and making it a very consumer-friendly environment. Everything's very neat and tidy and brightly lit, and it's a fun place to go shopping. In this, doing this preparation, they positioned themselves very well to benefit from this increased growth in flat panel TVs.
John, it's not all about flat panels, right? What else are people buying?
Yeah, there are other gadgets out there, MP3 players. Their prices have been coming down. New video games. And, of course, these huge flat screen TVs, they seem to be getting bigger and bigger. The prices on them have dropped by nearly half from last year's. And the stores have been really promoting them. There's no shortage of supply. Anecdotally, the retailers are telling the Wall Street Journal that these flat screens will be the big hit of the season.
Okay, so they may not be earning that much on flat panel TV. So how can Best Buy be reporting the kind of profits they're reporting?
Well, first, they've been able to use their discounts to attract customers into the store, and then they sell them computers and software, which may be one reason why Dell's share of the computer market is down 10% from a year ago. Secondly, Best Buy got a jump on the others with customer service. These big TVs can be a pain to install. I don't know if you've ever checked out all the different cables and the jacks and configuring them with DVD players and cable boxes. Best Buy saw that as an opportunity to provide delivery and installation. Walmart and Costco are only just now getting their installation business up and running, but that's given Best Buy an early advantage. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll take a look at just how much President Bush's plans to expand the military will really cost.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.